Oh, there we go. Hello, everyone. My name is Celeste Liddle, and I am an Urundah woman, and I am tasked today with the reading out of the statement from the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance for this Invasion Day. We walk in the footsteps of those Aboriginal activists who, 88 years to this day, walked through Sydney on what was the first day of mourning protest. We are here because this many decades down the track, most of the demands in their resolution on that day, which included full equality, recognition of our cultural rights, and the end of the brutalisation of our people, remain unanswered. The business they called for remains unfinished, and until it is finished, we will continue to march. We gather today on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, acknowledging that they never ceded their sovereignty. Also that, from one end of this country to the other, no Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander group has ever ceded their sovereignty. And therefore, this nation was established on the great lie that was Terra Nullius. We additionally acknowledge that while there is a treaty process underway in this state, similar processes need to be happening right across the country, as our people have been saying for at least five decades. Treaties are crucial to a truthful, more equitable, and more collaborative future for all peoples who live upon our unceded lands. We are here today because the nation state of Australia still wants to celebrate while dancing on the graves of our ancestors. We seek to challenge the lies of Australia Day. There is no unifying message about this date from a white or a black perspective, and there is nothing to celebrate. This date marks the beginning of colonisation, of massacres, of land thefts, of cultural, linguistic, and environmental destruction. It also marks the beginning of a dumping of a group of prisoners on land so very far away from their families and forcing them into labour for the benefit of the colonial elite. We additionally have no interest in changing the date of Australia Day. The date of Australia Day has already been changed several times over the decades, and it was only gazetted in 1994. Each time the celebration only entailed a celebration of Australia's whiteness. To change the date now would be tantamount to just moving the goalposts on celebrating colonisation. Indeed, we call for change at the most fundamental levels of this society and a reckoning with the true history to ensure that one day there is indeed something to celebrate. Until the day comes, we, the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance, call for the 26th of January to be an official day of mourning. We gather today as half the state is in flames. The devastating impacts of climate change brought on due to the stealing, their mismanagement of our lands are being felt right here as we breathe in the smoke from those bushfires. Colonial greed and government mismanagement harms the people, harms the animals, harms our lands and waters, and harms the delicate ecosystems our ancestors spent thousands of generations caring for. Fossil fuel companies continue to profiteer while contributing nothing to society, and always at the cost of Aboriginal lands. That is, unless you're the Australian swim team or Pauline Hanson, and then their pockets become surprisingly deep. This devastation on the lands can still be reversed, but until the voices of the traditional owners are listened to, this greed will continue to steal a future for the next generations. We gather to state that we are sick of the inequality. While multinational corporations continue to profit on our lands, our people remain the poorest, the sickest, the most incarcerated, the most exploited, and the most disenfranchised in this country. The boot of the colonials is yet to be removed from our necks. We state that colonisation is a global poison, and our liberation as Aboriginal people is linked with the struggles of Indigenous peoples all over the planet, as well as groups who continue to be victims of the megalomaniacal empire-building exercises. Whether it's here, or in Palestine, or the Congo, or Venezuela, or Ukraine, or Sudan, we stand in the solidarity for freedom against oppressive colonial and global capital forces. We demand peace, and we demand an end to all illegal occupations. We gather to state our lives matter. We remain the most incarcerated people on the planet, and note that while the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody was tabled over 30 years ago, our people still continue to die in custody. There is no justice in the justice system. It was a system set up precisely to enact injustices upon us. And that is why 617 people have died in custody since the Royal Commission, and not once have the police or the corrections officers been held responsible or accountable. We stand here brokenhearted for the families and the communities of Sophie Quinn, Nerida Quinn, Cara Werribone, and all other Aboriginal women who have died as a result of family and domestic violence in a country which continues to dehumanise Aboriginal women victims. We note that Aboriginal women are disproportionately represented in femicide statistics and family and domestic violence hospital presentations, and that we are also significantly more likely to be ignored or incarcerated when we do seek assistance. We call on society to start giving a damn about Aboriginal women and stop viewing us as expendable. We call on the state to stop stealing our children. Aboriginal children continue to be taken by the authorities at rates exceeding the heights of the stolen generation policies. This needs to stop. Our children have a right to their families, their communities, and their cultures. Our children have the right to not be locked up in the prison system from the age of 10 years old and then brutalised by this system for years. We call on this country to decarcerate, to properly recognise kinship, and to heed the calls of human rights organisations globally who continually tell us that these practices our politicians insist upon are so, so, so incredibly wrong. Finally, we, the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance, and all allies marching beside us and other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today, come together to make a very simple statement that this crowd, this magnificent crowd that you see before you, is the future this country needs. We, the multicultural, the multi-ethnic crowd, are the way forward. Not enforced national pride built upon lies and several generations of historical erasure. not false unity and a nationalism steeped in white supremacy and the wrongful ideas of eugenicists past and present. We are the future, and the time for this country to change is now. Land back, truth-telling, treaties, decolonisation and justice. Thank you so much.